there's chatter in downtown Milwaukee of more apartments. City officials say a Chicago firm wants to convert the old Blue Cross Blue Shield building. It's 11 stories tall at 4th and Michigan. Claude Krofcheck represents the Downtown Neighbors Association. He says if new apartments materialize, they could energize all of downtown.
Yeah, I understand these projects are announced and sometimes they don't work, so I'm hoping this one is successful. But I think it'd be a shame if that building wasn't used for something productive, either office space or residential. And I think either one would drive more demand in Westtown.
There are other projects that are at least in the talking stages. One that kind of seems to come up almost in cycles is the Posner Building at Plankinton and Wisconsin. It's on the north side of Wisconsin Avenue. Maybe some apartments there. All of these projects put together, including Blue Cross Blue Shield, would add roughly 450 new apartments to a part of town that's had more than 1,000 new housing units in recent years, according to the city. Is there potential here for oversaturation?
Potentially, it could be oversaturated. But I do think that there is quite a movement of people wanting to live downtown. I think it's interesting to me that I'm a guy who grew up in the city. All my high school classmates moved out of the city, and now their kids are all coming back. And that's what we're finding. It is the younger generation want to live downtown. They want to live where the action is. It is important to have a 24/7 presence in the downtown. We didn't have that 25 years ago. And I think that's what's been changing over the last 25 years. And I think it's going to continue to change. So, you know, housing drives retail and office drives housing and retail drives office. And it all is a nice circle, I think.
Claude Krofcheck is president of the Downtown Neighbors Association and a member of the Westtown Association. According to Milwaukee's Department of City Development, the company interested in converting the former Blue Cross Blue Shield headquarters into apartments has not asked the city for financial help or released drawings.